This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says he's found 11 sites to build tiny homes for unhoused residents. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Johnston is recruiting contractors to start building pallet homes in the coming weeks.
We believe we now have a path to deliver 1,000 units of housing that will help meet the goal to get 1,000 people off the streets.
Johnston's announcement came hours after the city swept a homeless camp where temporary residents questioned his plans. Nicole Barber lived at the site.
I kind of feel like they made us comfortable and kind of said, hey, this is going to be cool. We're going to help you get housing. And then all of a sudden, boom, bam, bam, you got
to
go.
Johnston ran on a promise to end homelessness in 4 years. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado may create a new program to help incarcerated people as they re-enter society. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Two Democratic lawmakers plan to introduce a bill next year to give some incarcerated Coloradans up to $500 a month for 6 months after they leave prison. Currently, Colorado provides $100 in cash per person to help with the costs of reentry. The sponsors say they want to test whether additional money and resources would help keep people from getting back into trouble and returning to prison. Colorado's legislative session begins in January. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado deaths from West Nile virus are rising, at least 11 so far this summer. The latest is in Denver. Earlier this week, people in Boulder and Larimer counties died from the virus. Most people who catch West Nile avoid serious health problems, but it can be fatal for older people and those with vulnerable immune systems. State officials say cadets at Colorado's largest police academy were forced to do push-ups on hot asphalt and got third-degree burns. One was shot repeatedly with simulated bullets.
My legs are getting destroyed and they just still continue to shoot me.
Now the academy could have to change or be shut down, and that's later in this hour. This is CPR News.